Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Have a time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. Good morning, Southern Ontario. Yes, it's Dominic Ortiz. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Ortiz. Call Ortiz, your man for home improvement.
Welcome to Hammer Time Radio on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking home improvements since 1989. And now, here's your host from Cortez Construction Services, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio, celebrating 30 years of Hammer Time here on WBEN in 2019. We have another anniversary we don't want to forget to mention, and that is 14 years of being our call screener. None other than Jason Somerville. 14 years taking your calls here on WBEN. Yes, big round of applause for Jay. And of course, Jerry Craig, our producer extraordinaire. You're almost tied for that, right, Jer? Aren't you close?
You're behind, I think.
Yeah, like 13 years. So we'll celebrate your anniversary as well here on WBEN. Action-packed show for you today. Your call is certainly welcome on any subject around the house, including wind damage if you've had any, 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome at star 930. Text me at 30930. Email me, hammertime, at Cortez.net. Check out the Cortez website. It's all there for you. Our room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line made for your kitchen and made for your outdoor kitchen as well. Better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and our wonderful handyman service. The showroom open today, right now, till 1 p.m., 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. on George Urban, 2300 George Urban. The Cortez showroom open Saturdays, 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. Aubrey is standing by to help you and tour you through the products in our showroom, which includes our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. Check that out today and tell Aubrey that I sent you in. We've got a guest in studio. His name is Ryan Calasina from Solar Liberty. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thanks.
We're going to be learning about solar energy today here on Hammer Time Radio. So if you have a question about solar energy or solar panels, or if your house is right for solar panels on your roof, pick up the phone right now, 803-0930. But before we begin that discussion, we're going to squeeze in a quick little chat with Megan Ortolani from the Junior League of Buffalo. Today is the sneak peek of the 2019 Decorator Show House on Lincoln Parkway. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Dominic.
Today and tomorrow, actually, correct?
Correct. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. both days at 288 Lincoln Parkway.
Okay. And the 1910 home by architect Ulysses Orr was first owned by prominent local florist William Palmer. It's an arts and crafts style home. It measures a little north of 4,000 square feet. It has seven bedrooms and 3.5 bathrooms. And the show house is at the Palmer Centennial House this year. The show house opens at the end of April. But today, folks, you can see what it looks like before. That's right. You can see the before. And, of course, come back when the decorators have had their way with the house at the end of April, which, by the way, we will be broadcasting from opening day. That's always an exciting day, Megan, for us to be there with our microphones and speaking to those that tour the house. I usually like to get someone's impressions who've come through the sneak peek and then toured the house and then interview what they thought about the transformation of the house.
Yes, most people are blown away by the difference between sneak peek and the decorated home.
Okay, what's the cost of the sneak peek?
It's $5, and you can purchase tickets right at the door or in advance on our website at jlbuffalo.org.
And you can do a combo purchase today, too, right?
Correct. $25 will get you access to sneak peek and the decorated house in April.
Okay. So, again, that's today. It runs till 3. It just opens right now. And it's repeated tomorrow, again, same hours, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. The location, again, Lincoln Parkway, 288 Lincoln Parkway. Now, parking is a bit of a pain in the neck, but be patient about that. I'd say plan on parking a few blocks away. Don't you agree, Megan?
Yes, there is. It is a residential neighborhood, so plenty of residents do park on the street, but there is room for visitors, and if you don't mind walking a little bit, it'll be well worth the walk.
Yep, a nice brisk walk on a cold day. The Junior League of Buffalo, the 20th Decorator Show House, the centennial of the Junior League, that's all happening this year, 2019, so don't miss out and check out the house today, and it's before state. And be sure to come back at the end of April. I think it's the 29th? 27th of April. We will be broadcasting that Saturday morning from the show house. And we, by the way, Cortez Construction building, an outdoor living room and outdoor kitchen with a fire pit at the show house, immediately adjacent to the kitchen. In the backyard. So that's what we're planning to do this year for the show house. So we're excited about that too, Megan.
I am too.
Okay. So, Megan Ortolani, thanks for calling in. We'll look forward to checking out the sneak peek, and we'll see you on opening day.
Thanks, Dominic.
Okay. 803-0930 is the number for you here on WBEN as we say good morning to Ryan Calasina from Solar Liberty. Now, let's talk for a moment before we start taking our calls here, Ryan, about exactly what is solar energy and how does it work?
So it can work in a couple different ways, but I think that what we're talking about is mostly residential solar today. Mm-hmm. So basically what we do is put up solar panels, whether they go up on your roof or whether they go on the ground on your property. Solar panels produce DC power, which we don't use in our home. So we first pass that through a device called an inverter. It converts the DC power to AC power and makes it usable for your house.
Okay. How does it actually get stored?
So it doesn't actually store. What we're doing is connecting the solar panels directly to your electric service or to your main breaker panel, so that whatever electricity is being produced through the panel is coming directly into the house for immediate use.
Okay.
There is a storage element to it. We can always add batteries, but the way that typically this gets set up for a residential home is that it's considered a grid-tied system. We're still connected to the utility company. So if we're ever producing more power than what your home needs at any given time, we'll send that extra power back to the utility company, and they'll essentially store that for us, give us a credit for it so that we can use it at a later date without having to pay for it.
That's the spinning backwards meter phenomenon.
That's correct.
Okay. So we collect the solar energy from the sun, which, by the way, a misconception that we're not in a good area for solar gain.
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot more sun than I guess that we get credit for. We're very realistic about how much sunlight we get, especially in Western New York. And we use special software that gives us basically 30 years of average sunlight data specific to your zip code so that we can give you good, accurate estimates.
But by and large, the average is pretty much right on the money as far as the average to the nation.
Yeah, I mean, we're not California, we're not Arizona, mm-hmm. we're not, people compare us to Florida sometimes, but I don't think that's completely accurate either.
And another misconception in that regard is exactly how much sun do you need to make this work?
Yeah, I mean, you don't need it can work with very little sun. Mm-hmm. You obviously want a nice blue sky day to be able to have good production mm-hmm. that day, but it'll still produce in cloudy weather, maybe with a light dusting of snow on it, things like that.
Okay, so the sun shines, the solar panels absorb the effects of the sun, creating the energy. It's stored in the grid somehow, or as you say, it goes right to power appliances in your house. The mechanics of it are really that simple. There's really not a lot more complicated components to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the solar panels, an inverter, and some wiring.
Okay. The panels mounted to your roof.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work as far as the shingles, and does it have an adverse effect on the roof?
No, it actually add life to your roof because the number one deteriorating factor of a roof is UV rays from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're protecting your roof from the sun, your roof potentially is going to add, it's going to have more life to it. The way that we attach the panels to the roof is we use a rail system. They don't sit right on the shingles.
Right.
They're about
two or three inches
mm-hmm. off of the roof for you.
So that begs the question then, with the new technology that's being developed right here in Buffalo, do you see that idea of the solar panels being actually embedded in the shingles as something that's going to catch on?
You know, it's a technology that has just become popular with Tesla, but it's something that's been around for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
It never really caught on. The efficiency was never really that great. The cost is much more. So it's not something that we necessarily promote. We can get you a lot more power at a much more affordable cost.
Because there's a cost component that would elevate that. I mean, kind of like when flat screens first came out, they were unaffordable. Now they're a staple. Do you see that happening, possibly?
It may. It depends on where that technology goes. I think that we're probably, maybe another 5 to 10 years away from that.
I see. Okay. Ryan Calasina from Solar Liberty, my guest in studio. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930. A text question for you, Ryan. How much can you typically save on your utility electric bill if you have some kind of solar panels installed on your house?
Well, I guess the easy answer to that is we can reduce your bill to just the basic service charge. So, we can save you whatever it is that you spend on electricity as long as we have the space on your roof to work with.
Okay. We'll get into more discussion about that, and we'll look into the formula as to the cost versus the value and the recovery time for your investment on solar energy. And any other question you have around the house this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Now, before we talk to you, we're going to travel to my corner, George Urban and Dick, and say good morning to my good friend and our branch manager, Johnny Huber, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank, there on the corner of George Urban and Dick. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. How are you on this cold and chilly, sunny day?
Great. Since I'm talking to you, my favorite banker at my favorite bank, and of course, Lakeshore Savings Bank, the place to go for all your banking needs, starting with home equity lines of credit at 3.5% fixed for a year with zero cost, absolutely no cost whatsoever. Isn't it true?
It's an incredible product, Dominic. We're helping out so many Western New Yorkers with their home improvement projects with this product. Home equity line of credit is the way to go right now. 3.5%, like you said, guaranteed for a year and no closing costs, no application fee, even the appraisal fee. We take care of the whole thing for our customers.
We even can help that homeowner, John, that has little or no equity in their home. Tell us about that.
Absolutely, Dominic. We have a product, we call it the Future Value Loan. Not only is this such a unique and exclusive product to Lakeshore Savings Bank, but this is such an outstanding product that we can help people complete a major project on their home, even when they currently have little or no equity in their home. And the way we do this, Dominic, as you know, because you and I have done a number of these projects for our customers, is that we at Lakeshore Savings Bank have the ability to finance up to an incredible 80% of the future value of the home minus your mortgage balance. So as an example, you know, let's say you have a home and the current value of your home is $175,000, but you owe $165,000 on your mortgage. The common misconception is people are thinking, well, there's no equity. No bank is going to give me an equity loan with that type of balance. But with Lakeshore Savings Bank, we will look at the future value of the home. We would look at all the drawings and blueprints, like let's say you're putting on an addition to your home or maybe a great outdoor kitchen from Cortese. And then we'll look at that future value of the home, go up to 80% of that, and that would help people complete their project.
Great product, as John said, somewhat of an exclusive product to Lakeshore Savings Bank. If a homeowner would be interested in learning more about that, John, how would they get a hold of you?
Oh, sure. I can be reached at our Depew office. The phone number there is 898-2022.
And repeat that for us, for those of us that are slow.
That's 898-2022.
For 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
B is for bubble bath. Bathroom renovations of any size can be a daunting task, but CAS makes the bathroom remodeling process a breeze. Their design coordinators help with product and material selection right in their design center. And professional installation from floor to ceiling provides serenity now, with results you'll love long after the work is done. Design your dream home. Visit CASHomeImprovements.com, improving your home from A to Z.
Some people don't mind going bald. Some shave their head and look great. Others, like me, don't want to, and you don't have to. Hi, I'm Dr. Mike Wazorik of Hair Restoration and Aesthetics of Buffalo. We are a locally owned medical practice dedicated to giving you your hair back. Find us at HRABuffalo.com. What do you have to lose? Except more hair. HRABuffalo.com. HRABuffalo.com.
Hey ladies, the fastest way to your man's heart is through his stomach. Cook up some savory lovin' this Valentine's Day. Stop into Camillo's Sloan Supermarket for the Sweetheart Dinner Special. Two New York strip steaks, two lobster tails, eight cooked shrimp, two twice-baked potatoes, and dessert for two, all for just $19.99. Get the most romantic meal any man could ask for a price any man will swoon over. The $19.99 Sweetheart deal is only available at Camillo's Sloan Supermarket.
You have a lot of choices when your home needs a plumber. For a job done right and priced fairly, choose master plumber and veteran Jim Lovegrove and his team at Infinity Home Plumbing.
I used to work for the big companies, but I didn't like the way they did business or treated their customers. So I formed Infinity Home Plumbing, where we treat our customers with infinite respect and your home with infinite professionalism.
When your home needs a plumber, go to InfinityHomePlumbing.com.
Call Infinity and be done.
Hey, you might be looking outside at the winter weather, and the last thing you're thinking about is your roof. But I can tell you who is thinking about your roof right now. My friends at Ava Roofing. Ava Roofing is the company I trust for roofing. All this recent snow we've had, now melted and, of course, now cold again, could be taking a toll on your home, especially if you have an older roof. Ava Roofing works year-round, even in this weather. And their superior service and value exceeds their customers' expectations. A foreman is always on every job, and Ava's crews are staffed with skilled craftsmen. Ava Roofing is fully insured and licensed. Insured, very important. In fact, they're insured specifically for roofing. That's important to ask. Written estimates are provided and graphed out at your home on the spot. They pride themselves on their clean, prompt service, and they deliver what's on your quote. Check out Ava's reviews and you'll see how happy their customers are with their work. For roofing, replacement, repair, or even snow removal on your roof, give my friends at Ava a call. 990-4793. That's 990-4793. You'll get a free estimate. Call Ava today or visit them online, avaroofing.com. Every dollar counts, doesn't it? Buy right the first time and buy for a Hammer from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow. It is
10:25 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And how are you today? 803-0930. My guest in studio is Ryan Calasina. Ryan from Solar Liberty. We're taking your calls on that subject or anything around the house at 803-0930 outside the 716. Toll free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at star 930. Text us at 30930. Like with this texter who wrote in, do you really need to cover your outdoor air conditioning unit in the wintertime? I do not cover mine. I look at it and think, gee, I wonder how it takes all that winter abuse. But really, when you think about it, it's just a cone-shaped shell with a fan. The wiring is all protected and in a covered area, and you know the fins that surround it are somewhat closed. So it's really an issue of more of the leaves than it is the snow. So when the leaves are done falling in the fall, you should make sure it's clear of all the leaves before it starts up, of course, in the summertime. And that would be certainly something you want to do in the summer before you turn your air conditioning on, is make sure all the leaves have been removed from the unit. Covering it really is not really that essential. To the calls we go at 803-0930 to Chictawaga. And Shirley, good morning. We're at your house.
Good morning. Oh, I have two things to say. About the air conditioner, I was told to put a little sheet of plywood over the air conditioner to protect it from any icicles that would be falling off the eaves of the house.
Okay.
And the other question was, if you have these solar panels, do you still have electricity during power outages?
So that's a good question. It's something that always comes up. If you have battery backup, then yes, you do. With our typical grid-tied solar arrays, when we lose power from the utility company, they shut themselves down. It is it's part of the electric code, and it's part of safety rules and regulations for utility workers. We don't want to be sending electricity back out onto the grid while somebody's trying to work on down lines.
Oh, interesting. Okay, can you repeat your first question again, Shirley?
I was told by my air conditioner guy to put a sheet of plywood on top of the air conditioner to protect it from icicles that might be falling from the eaves of the house.
Same thing would go if you have shrubbery you're worrying about getting damaged from falling ice. You know, anything like that that would be susceptible to damage from an impact would be something you'd want to protect. But I'd want you to focus on what's causing the ice formation. If it's excessive, you should be dealing with that by having that analyzed. It may be excessive heat loss in your attic that's leading to the ice formation, which is something that should be rectified.
Well, yeah, we didn't have that problem, but we just put it up there anyway, just for precaution.
That's a no harm, no foul proposition to put a piece of plywood on top of the air conditioning unit. If you have ice, that would certainly protect it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thanks for the call. Talking about incentives, if we could, before we go back to the callers, and we've got the bottom of the hour news break coming up with Michael Baggerman in just a minute, so we won't take a call just yet. But we want to start our discussion about incentives. There are rebates or incentives that are on the books for homeowners to consider.
There are, and they typically cover anywhere from 60 to 75% of the total cost of the system. There's an upfront incentive that we get from New York State, and then there's a 25% state tax credit and a 30% federal tax credit. So those really cover a good portion of the cost of the installation.
Okay. After the news, we'll chat with Ryan about the expected recovery time on the investment of solar panels on your roof, and we'll take your questions as well on anything around the house this Saturday morning on Hammer Time Radio, the 30th anniversary year of the show. 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now. Get ready for after the news. Michael Baggerman standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories for Saturday, February 9th. In Virginia, calls for the Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax to resign continue after more allegations of sexual abuse came forward. It's been part of a headline-grabbing week in Virginia politics as the governor and attorney general are both facing allegations of racism after wearing blackface. General Motors planning to invest $295 million in the Tonawanda engine plant to create new engines for the 2020 Chevy Silverados. West Seneca police announced the cause of deaths after two people were found dead on French Lee Road last month. Police said 61-year-old Gregory Grimmer shot his stepdaughter Jennifer Villa before turning the gun on himself. A 30-year-old Buffalo man died last night at ECMC after he was shot in the morning on Wyoming Avenue. And this was a strange one. Hamburg police said on Facebook that a woman on Wednesday morning reported the theft of property inside of her car. While at the police station, she and a Hamburg police officer went to the car to check for some potential evidence the thief may have left behind. Well, they found evidence, all right. The thief himself, 23-year-old Gregory Victor, was sleeping in the rear cargo area of her vehicle. He was arrested and charged with two misdemeanors. Your WBEN First Alert forecast, we're looking at a high of 24 today with periods of cloud and sunshine. Tomorrow, a high of 28 with about 1 to 3 inches of snowfall in parts of the region. Monday, it's dry in ski country, high of 30, and we might have an inch of snow and ice late Monday night through Tuesday morning. Right now in Buffalo, it's 20 degrees. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez. People love to look at a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City Glass has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but believe me, there are, and only Twin City has life-size displays in their showroom so that you can explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit their showroom in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. Buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
It's a brand new year. Make getting that beautiful smile you've always wanted at the top of your New Year's resolutions. The doctors of DPR General Dentistry can help you achieve that healthy, beautiful smile you've always wanted. Here's Dr. Riad to tell you more.
There's so much involved in dentistry today and so many options out there. At DPR Dentistry, we pride ourselves in the personable environment we offer to every patient that comes to us. At our practice every day, we provide our patients with fillings, bondings, and whitenings, crowns, bridges, and veneers, root canals, extractions, dentures, and implants, Invisalign, and sleep apnea devices. And of course, we're stressing the importance of regular hygiene visits, because what we're really all about, Dr. Dick, Dr. Potempa, and myself, is helping our patients of all ages maintain optimal oral health.
There's no better time than today to start thinking about improving your dental health and taking care of your overall well-being. Make your DDS DPR, DPR General Dentistry in Lockport and Wilson.
We're devoted to giving you the smile you've always wanted.
Online at dprdentistry.com.
Are you thinking about selling an old diamond? Whatever you do, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Quite simply, TAG Jewelers is the area's most trusted diamond dealer. Whether loose or set in jewelry, their experts have the knowledge and expertise to ensure you get the best value for your piece.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Of course, TAG also buys gold, watches, and coins. But if you have any diamonds to sell, don't risk having them undervalued. You'll get more for your diamond when you go to Western New York's diamond expert.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
If you're thinking of selling, make sure you get what you deserve. Talk to Western New York's most trusted buyer of diamonds, gold, and collectibles. TAG Jewelers in Cheektowaga at 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. House call appointments are also available. Remember, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG. Stop in, mention this ad, and get a coupon good for a free watch battery. Visit TAGJewelers.com.
Hey, it's Bulldog here. Ever since I started sleeping on a MyPillow, I noticed something missing from my life. Interrupted sleep. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. No more flat, lifeless pillows. So I'm letting you know you need a MyPillow. It keeps its shape and stays cool all night long. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it? Return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your pillow and see what happens. And it's made in the USA. And on top of that, I've got a great deal for you. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code WGR. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off plus free shipping. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code WGR or call 1-800-944-9623. Be sure to use the promo code WGR.
H.W. Brick & Sons. For over 30 years now, they have been the experts in the heating and cooling service industry. H.W. Brick & Sons is a name that you can trust. They have built their success on a simple approach. They treat you like you're part of the Brick family. Every home is truly unique. H.W. Brick & Carrier will find the proper solution to your family's comfort needs. Whether it's a high-efficiency furnace, an air conditioner, a boiler, H.W. Brick & Carrier can handle it. H.W. Brick & Sons, a factory-authorized dealer for Carrier HVAC products. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call now, mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and you'll get 10% off your new installation of a Carrier product. That's right. 10% off on any standard installation of a Carrier HVAC system. H.W. Brick & Sons, let their family take care of all your family's plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Call them today, 297-2901. That's 297-2901. Call them today, tell them Dominic sent you, and remember, buy right the first time, and buy from a Hammer Time partner. WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortese, brought to you by Scranton Sewer Builders and United Materials. On average, nearly half of the household energy expense goes towards heating and cooling. Here's ways to keep warm without cranking the thermostat. Start by switching your paddle fan. Reverse the direction of any ceiling fan. In most cases, that's from counterclockwise to clockwise. This creates a mild updraft that pushes warm air down. Most change direction via a switch on the housing that's easily accessed when the fan is off. Be drape smart. Except in bedrooms, curtains are often always open or always closed in the winter. Take advantage of solar heat gain by opening the drapes, especially on south-facing windows. In the morning, come sundown, close them to reduce heat loss by up to 10%. By creating a warmer surface between you and the window glass, even double panes can get chilly. Drapes also improve the mean radiant temperature. Swapping furnace filters is next. Dirty filters impede airflow, making a furnace use up 15% more energy. Even if you have a high efficiency filter meant to be changed every 3 to 6 months, check it monthly in the winter. If it's dirty, dark, or clogged, get a new one. Bring the heat to you by using an electric space heater alone can be an efficient way to heat a small space, but be sure to use it safely. But for supplemental heat, it's more cost effective and just as warming to curl up with an electric blanket or maybe a heating pad. And lastly, add a thick area rug with a beefy pad. These can block heat loss by up to 10% between the better than the wood alone. And since the fibers trap air, your feet will feel significantly warmer. Hope those tips keep you warm.
Stop. Hammer time.
My home improvement tip of the week airs on A New Morning with Henry Nevins at about 8:40 every Saturday morning. You can hear it live then or hear it again at radio.com. Check that out for you. If you missed any of that and want to hear it again, everything is archived at radio.com, including all of our programs. So you can listen to our show again. If you've missed something, you could check it out there, radio.com. My guest in studio is Ryan Calasina from Solar Liberty. We're taking your calls at 803-0930. We've got a text here for you, Ryan. How do you disconnect the solar panel system during a prolonged power outage? What added items would you need? Is it allowed with those state and federal incentives?
So the solar array actually works pretty much independently. It's not something that you have to turn off and turn back on. If there's a power outage, the equipment that we're installing will notice that there's a power outage and turn itself off. And then once the power comes back on, it'll automatically turn itself back on. So okay. There's no added equipment needed for that.
Okay. To the phones we go at 803-0930. Angola's our next stop. Rick, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Yes, good morning, Dominic. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a situation here that I have to fill out an old part of the house to an addition. The addition needs to be furred out about 3/4 of an inch before we side the house.
Okay.
And we do have some, it's OSB is on the house, right? The new addition on the house right now. We were going to take 3/4 inch plywood and put it over that part that we need to fur out.
Okay.
So that it's even with the house before we put insulation board on and then side.
Okay.
My question to you, Dominic, is, by putting the 3/4 inch plywood onto the OSB, will we be creating a moisture situation between those two boards?
No, but adding 3/4 to the exterior of the building would also then possibly have a ripple effect. Are the windows installed yet?
No, we have that. That will be right.
Exactly.
Okay. That's all calculated, right?
Okay, good. Because then in addition to the windows would be the consideration of the overhang.
Yes.
Is the overhang going to be impacted by adding 3/4 of an inch?
Okay.
No, all you're really doing is beefing up the structural sheathing. After you're done furring out, you could then use your Tyvek over that. You probably could get away with just furring strips. And then you could also, if you wanted to, use 3/4 inch dowel board between the furring strips to add some extra R value to the walls as opposed to just spending the money on the 3/4 inch plywood.
Gotcha. We have the plywood only because the leftover, and that's our
kit. Yeah.
Then the other thing we're thinking, yes, doing the furring of 3/4, then we could take, if you will, take that all-weather insulation board, and if you tape it all when you put it on, you can get an R value of about 4, increase your value.
Right, but then, you know, you're not going to layer that on top of the 3/4 fur out. Then you're going to be way too thick, you know, on your wall construction, and it's definitely going to be noticeable with the windows and window sills, and your overhang will be narrower. So I wouldn't suggest you do both.
I understand that.
Okay.
But my big thing, you answered my question, and I thank you so much.
Okay, appreciate your call, Rick. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Rick hangs up. That frees up his line for you here on WBEN. You know the number. It's 803-0930. If you got a question about solar energy or anything around the house, now's the time to pick up the phone right here on WBEN. Hey, did you see the premiere of Hammer Time TV last Sunday on Channel 2 at 10:30? Our second in our series is this Sunday, and we've got features from Ava Roofing, Real Help Concrete, a one-on-one interview that I do with Bill Horbit from Big L Windows and Doors, and Phil surprises Kristen, his wife, my daughter-in-law, with a unique Valentine's Day surprise. You got to check it out. Tomorrow morning, 10:30 on Channel 2. It's Hammer Time TV. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. My guest in studio, Ryan Calasina from Solar Liberty, also part of the Hammer Time TV family of contractors. Glad to have you on the TV show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Now, we were talking about incentives. Let's paint a picture, if we could, as to what an average cost for an installation is, and when you net all the incentives and rebates, what do you end up with?
Sure. So the cost, it breaks down, and this is something that we'll do for you, but it is a typical installation. So that can range depending on how many solar panels you need and how big of an electric bill we're trying to offset here. But our typical installation probably has a gross cost of somewhere around $25,000. Now, that's a number that you don't ever have to see or deal with or ever worry about. Because it's before all of the incentives. So mm-hmm. Once we get our upfront incentive money back from New York State, we add in the state and federal tax credits, we're taking that $25,000 down to probably about $8,000 or
wow.
so.
That's quite a difference.
Yeah, and that's for a system that probably covers maybe somewhere around $100 a month worth of electricity.
Okay, and then when we talk about that kind of investment, how long before we net zero and start to actually profit from the solar installation?
Yeah, our payback times are typically somewhere between 6 and 7, maybe 8 years
mm-hmm.
Before you can recoup your investment on that. Depends on how quickly the electric prices go up from the utility companies. It depends on the type of roof that you have. If it's facing south mm-hmm. and it's getting perfect exposure, it's going to be much more productive than it's facing east and west.
And the lifespan of a solar panel?
So the panels that we sell all have 25-year warranties to them. They should be lasting 35 to 45 years, depending on the equipment.
And when that comes, that time comes, and they need to be replaced, is that a big deal?
Well, the racking that we're using probably doesn't need to be replaced.
Right.
So we're probably just replacing the panels and the inverter. So you save a lot of cost on that as well. But that's a long, long ways away.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those homeowners like me that their home doesn't face the right way, is there anything that you can offer?
There are new programs coming out, community solar arrays, things like that, where you can kind of buy into a massive array or solar farm someplace to save some money. It's always going to be more, it's going to be a better investment for you if you actually have them installed at your house at a much less of a cost.
Now, my house faces west, but my roof line and configuration didn't lend itself to enough mass area for you to be able to get enough collection.
Right. So we'll take a look at your house on satellite. We'll check out what roofs are usable. We'll identify any things like dormers, things like that, where we can actually put solar panels where they'll be productive. And we really just want to stay away from shade.
Now, what about the whole question about, you know, the streetscape and looking at solar panels? How do you answer that homeowner's concern?
Yeah, you know, not everybody loves the look of a solar panel, but not everybody loves the look of utility lines out front either. But that's something that we've grown accustomed to. I think that over the course of time, it's just going to be normal to see solar panels on a house. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be an eyesore to some people.
Right.
Some people really just want them on the front of the roof so they can show them off.
Okay. Ryan Calasino, my guest in studio, taking your questions about solar energy. He is from Solar Liberty. We'll make sure we'll give out his contact information before the show ends, so be ready to write that down here on WBEN. 803-0930 is the number for you, though, if you'd like to speak to Ryan before we conclude our show at 11 a.m., 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we're kind of at the fringe and maybe getting close to the middle of flu season here in Western New York. And it's so important that we breathe clean indoor air. The only way I can unequivocally guarantee you that you'll breathe clean indoor air is if you have your ductwork thoroughly cleaned and sanitized by my friends at Indoor Air Professionals. How does it work, Dominic? Well, it's easy. They come to your home, and with the patented column duct cleaning system, they blast all of the gunk that's collected in your ductwork. Now, that list would include dust mites, dust mite feces, dead animal parts. It all cakes onto the sidewalls of your ductwork. The only way to get it off and get it off completely is with the column duct cleaning nozzle that actually has high pressure air that blasts all of that gunk off. And then with negative pressure, they suck it out and they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. My friend Peter Gordon joins us on the live line from Indoor Air Professionals. Good morning, Pete.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. Yes, very well said. And I know you guys were talking about payback from energy. So where is the payback with Indoor Air Professionals? So a thorough duct cleaning, once again, getting, you know, as you described, 95 to 99% of all the contamination scraped out. We have a lot of testimonies of people that reduce their asthma inhalers, their COPD machine, you know, their CPAP machines,
mm-hmm.
Allergy medication, and all the medications really aren't that good for you. They're
right.
Steroidal. So if you can do it the more natural way, the people, you know, especially with the high deductibles and stuff, some people have paid for their duct cleaning in a year or less, and they don't have the inconvenience of having to go to the doctor for allergy shots and everything.
There you go. There's payback right there.
Guaranteed, but it can be a huge difference.
Yeah. Okay, each and every Saturday morning at this time, we anticipate your call, and we look forward to an extra special Hammer Time radio-only discount. What's it going to be?
Okay, first of all, we have Patty manning the phones. I believe Lori is on backup today. We've just been getting a lot of calls lately, especially during flu season, as you mentioned. And don't forget that medical-grade air purifier to take it to the next level. You might not even need your ducts clean because you have radiant heat, but a medical-grade air purifier goes a long way. So for a first time for duct cleaning, it's $51 off.
Wow.
Don't forget that you've got, if you're a repeat customer, a law enforcement, veteran, military, first responder, or senior, you get even more than that.
Okay.
Most, you know, it's a penny because it's a percentage.
Right. $51 off, though. That's a really good discount. You need to be a first-timer. You need to call right now. Mention Hammer Time Radio, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Comfort Windows can turn your dream home into a reality. Just ask any of our satisfied homeowners.
The Comfort Window name means integrity to us, the integrity of the work. When we look at the finished product here in the bathroom, we're impressed with the work that they did. We're proud of the finished product.
Right now, take advantage of Comfort's 40th anniversary specials. Plus, get special booking discounts on early installs.
Comfort Windows and Doors.
We're the Comfort Home Improvement Team. Let us remodel your bathroom, help you build your dream. So many colors and styles that are sure to please. And Comfort Workmanship will put your mind at ease.
Get the bathroom you've always wanted from Comfort Windows. Choose from endless colors, designs, styles, and finishes. Then the Comfort Crew installs the very best in as little as one day.
ComfortWindows.com.
The heat goes on, the heat goes off. Normally, this is fine. When it starts happening randomly, you got a puzzler. Intermittent heat can be infuriating. Why won't you do as you're told, furnace? Relax. Our block of fixers is always on call. If your heat can't make up its mind, we have ways of persuading it, so call Emerald.
Comfort is always on call. Emerald, heating and cooling.
What started out as a normal commercial.
Hey, what's going on March 20th?
Turned into the most intense Plantasia preview of all time.
You want Plantasia?
I want the preview!
You can't handle the preview night!
Don't miss what critics are calling the best preview party of the year. Plantasia in Paradise, with a live performance by Gimme Buffett. Food, drinks, and a first look at paradise. Presented by Russell's Tree and Shrub Farm and Lakeside Sod. Get your tickets at mystar1025.com.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. I just got back from the North Carolina Furniture Market, where we found a number of terrific new pieces. You'll love Town & Country Furniture's outstanding selection of beautiful American-made furniture. Right now, you'll save big on our special lady-sized recliners. We also have large two-person recliners, lift chairs with heat and massage, and a recliner our customers call the most comfortable chair in the world. Wonder if you'll find a better price online? No problem. Town & Country Furniture price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is free, and make sure to check out our brand new website. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Well, by now you know about the beauty and durability of my Gorilla Floor. I've told you about it from my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Absolutely love it. You should see how quick it cleans up after all the winter grime. Now you can trust the same people at Gorilla Garage Gear to install a premium Gorilla Garage Door for you. That's right. Now, what sets Gorilla Garage Gear apart from many garage door companies in Western New York is our zero upsell policy. When you ask most dealers for a price on a door, they'll sell you a door all right, and they'll include things you might not need, like a new track system, new hinges, new rollers, new brackets. You might not need that, and they won't charge you for it at Gorilla Garage Gear. Gorilla Garage Gear will give you an honest price and an honest and free assessment. They won't force you to buy parts you don't need, and that will save you money. Here's their phone number. In fact, you're calling Joe Afalo's cell. He's the owner. Joey's cell is 715-6927. 715-6927. Call Joey now. Say goodbye to that beat-up old garage door. Tell him you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and he'll give you 10% off the purchase of a new garage door. Or you can use $200 off your Gorilla Garage floor for the springtime, or take $200 off Gorilla Garage door cabinets, too, as well. Here's the number again, 715-6927. Visit them online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:55 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. We've spent the hour with Ryan Calesina from Solar Liberty. And before we get so consumed with questions and time running out, let's make sure we mention the phone number and the website.
Sure. So you can visit us at solarliberty.com or give us a phone call at 634-3780 and just let whoever answers the phone know that you're interested in looking into solar for your home or your business, and we'll get you to the right people.
Okay, we're going to go back to the phones, but we've got another texter. What happens if you need to re-roof your roof in 10 years or so?
Yeah, so we typically want you to have at least 5 years left on your roof before it needs to be replaced. But again, it's going to add a little bit of life to your roof. If it needs to be replaced, we would come and take the panels down, let you re-roof, and put them back up.
And you take the tracking system off too, obviously.
Yeah, we take the rack down. You're gonna want to redo probably a full tear off on the roof and replace it, and we'll put the panels back up. So it's just a labor cost for doing that.
To Lancaster and Kathy, we're at your house.
Yes, I just wondered what your options are if you have a roof that does not support the solar panels, like a clay tile roof.
Oh, good question.
Sure. So if we can't put it on the roof, we can always start looking at ground-mounted options. So if you've got space on the ground that we can put panels, then there's a couple of different ways that we can do that, and we'd be happy to discuss those.
Do most codes allow that?
Most do. So we're going to have to. Lancaster should be fine. But there are still some
that's going to consume a lot of yard space, though, right?
It does. So you don't want to have a small backyard if you're going to be putting solar panels on the ground. So
no racking system for clay roof?
They do make them. They're just a little bit harder to work on. Mm-hmm. We don't want to crack the.
And you really shouldn't be walking on a clay roof either.
Probably not.
Yeah. All right, Kathy. Good question. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to stay in Lancaster and chat with Dave. Good morning, Dave. You're next.
Good morning. During Hurricane Sandy, people couldn't use the solar panels with a power outage because there was no power. Is that still true?
Yeah, so the way that a typical grid-tied solar array is hooked up, again, it's got to shut down once the power goes out. So you'd need some sort of battery backup, which we do sell, and it is an option. There's a cost associated with it. But otherwise, otherwise you'd want a generator to kick on.
What's the lifespan and durability of those batteries?
They're saying 10 years. I mean, it's new lithium ion technology. Mm-hmm. So as things get better, that's probably going to get better, and the cost is going to come down for them over time as well.
Tonawanda is next. And Bob, good morning. You're on WBEN.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I was just wondering when he was talking about the amount of sun that hits the roof, like the front. I got a small ranch, and the front of my house is covered by a huge oak tree in the summertime, and the back half is in full sun. But I was wondering if that wasn't enough, have they ever put the solar panels on the garage and then run the power feed to the house?
Absolutely. We do it all the time with barns and detached garages and things like that. So, again, we'll take a look at your house on satellite. We'll determine where it's going to work the best and where we can get, or, really we want to be able to qualify for the full incentive from New York State.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ryan, thanks so much for spending the hour with us. Ryan Calasina, Solar Liberty. Check them out, solarliberty.com. They are a Hammer Time partner on the TV show, and we're glad to have them there. Watch Hammer Time TV tomorrow morning at 10:30 on Channel 2. And remember, the Cortese showroom is open till 1 p.m. on Saturdays, and Aubrey's standing by to check anything out you need for your home renovations at the Cortese showroom at 2300 George Urban. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.